The following program is a recording of a live broadcast transmitted 7 a.m. Beijing time.
Examining the events that impact and shape China and the rest of the world. This is the Beijing Hour, 1 hour of news and information brought to you by China Radio International.
Paul James with you on this Sunday, September 17th, 2017. Welcome to the Beijing Hour, coming to you live from the Chinese capital. Coming up on our program this morning, the WOW, the Women of the World Festival, taking place this weekend here in Beijing. Jude Kelly, director of the festival, also the artistic director of London's Southbank Centre, one of the UK's premier cultural centres. Head of the WOW Festival, which is taking place at the Tianqiao Performing Arts Centre, CRI's Xu Fei, speaking with Jude Kelly about why they wanted to put on the Women of the World event here in China.
So, Jude, what's this Women of the World Festival basically about? And why did you decide to launch the festival, and what do you hope to achieve?
The WOW Festival, which is now in 23 countries across the world, is there to celebrate all the things that girls and women have achieved in history, which is enormous, but also to look very truthfully, candidly, about the obstacles that still are standing in the way of girls and women reaching their full potential. And so the idea of a festival is celebration, making girls and women celebrate who they are and what they do, but also giving them the stamina, the courage, boys and men as well, to say we don't yet have an equal world, and if we did have an equal world, the world would be much, much better. So let's try.
So what made you think China was the appropriate choice for holding this event this year? And also, who will be involved this year? Is there any superstar or international famous figures to participate? Who is the festival in China particularly for?
Well, the reason we decided to do it in China this year is because China is making a big statement already about trying to say that girls and women are part of the push forward to have an equal society. And we respect that fact in China. And so we felt that the WOW Festival, which is very broad and popular in its appeal, would allow girls and women to feel that this wasn't just an academic idea or a cerebral idea. It was something about the heart and the spirit. In terms of who's coming, there are thousands of girls and women coming, many speakers of all kinds, politicians, choreographers, health workers, sports people, many celebrities of different kinds, but also stories of ordinary women, just demonstrating the changes that they are trying to make in their own lives. And this is the thing that WOW is for everyone.
So for an ordinary Chinese citizen or visitor to this festival, what do you expect they can achieve or they can experience? And also, men be welcome in this event of feminism? In what way they can be part of the festival?
Regardless of whether they think of themselves as a feminist or not, we want women to think about what are the things in their own lives where they have basically said, well, a woman wouldn't do this, or girls don't do this, or I haven't got permission, I'm not allowed. Things that hold us back, and how to help girls and women have more confidence about their dreams, and have more confidence for their daughters to have dreams. Also about how sons and husbands can rethink some of the traditional roles, so that we can all think about what a new future could look like.
Jude Kelly, director of the Women of the World Festival, which is taking place here in Beijing this weekend, speaking with CRI's Xu Fei.